Never say of anything, I will certainly do it tomorrow, without adding, if Allah wills. And if you forget to say this, then call your Rabb to mind and say, I hope that my Rabb shall guide me and bring me ever closer than this to the right way. Some say they stayed in their cave 300 years, and some add another 9. O Prophet, say Allah knows best how long they stayed. He is the one who knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth. Sharp is his sight and keen is his hearing. They have no protector besides him, and he does not let anyone share in his command. O Prophet, recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Rabb. No one is authorized to change his words, and if you dare to make any change, you will find no refuge to protect you from him. Keep yourself content with those who call on their Rabb morning and evening, seeking his good pleasure, and let not your eyes turn away from them, desiring the attraction of worldly life. Nor obey the one whose heart we have permitted to neglect our remembrance, who follows his own desires and goes to extremes in the conduct of his affairs. O Prophet, proclaim, this is the truth from your Rabb. Now let him who will believe in it, and him who will deny it. As for those who reject it, for such wrongdoers, we have prepared a fire whose flames will hem them in like the walls of a tent. When they cry for help, they will be showered with waters as hot as molten brass, which will scald their faces. What a dreadful drink and what a horrible residence. As for those who believe and do good deeds, rest assured that we do not waste the reward of him who does good work. They are the ones for whom there will be the gardens of Eden, beneath which rivers flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold. They will wear green garments of fine silk and rich brocade, and they will recline on soft couches. What an excellent reward, and what a beautiful residence.